Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Did you know, just got into the studio, was out there taking care of the chickens, putting wood in the fire, giving all the animals hugs. You know, farm chores before broadcast. That's what life on the farm is like. It really is. And some of you may wonder what happened to that mama cow and the calf that our son and Mrs. Fennelli needed to pull out that was coming out backwards. Well, he just rolled up his sleeves and he pushed the calf back in, turned it around. You know, he's up to his shoulders inside the cow and gently pulled the cow out, or the calf out. Mama and the calf are doing fine. So life on the farm. I mean, we're into it up to our shoulders. Yeah. Jason, thank you for engineering today. Gwyneth is with us live in Australia. Gwyneth, is that what life on the farm is like, or what?
Yeah, around here minus the cows.
Mm-hmm.
There's horses instead. Mm-hmm. But really seriously considering breeding from Lily, because mm-hmm. the more I'm training her, the more she's turning into an absolutely outstanding horse.
Mm-hmm.
And her spookles are really getting a lot wet. She's really trying not to spook. That's mm-hmm. a very, very encouraging sign. And, a part of the training that I'm giving her now is getting her used to getting touched all over her body, mm-hmm. including, and on her rump, and I haven't touched her, you know, private part, but if I breed from her, that will be necessary from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, horses, in that way, there's a lot of biological differences between horses and cattle. Primarily, horses don't chew the cud. And that mm-hmm. makes their digestion a lot less efficient, which means they need more food. But funnily enough, they actually need a lot less water. A horse needs about 10 gallons of water a day. And a whaler, because its genetics come from the Australian outback, where there really isn't very much water, in an emergency they can get by on a lot less. But, of course, you should provide them with water at all times. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Yeah, it really does. And, class, in case you're wondering, a full-size cow requires about 30 pounds of hay a day and about 30 gallons of water a day. So if you had a round bale of hay, weighs roughly 900 to 1,000 pounds or so, that round bale would last one cow 1 month. But 30 gallons of water per cow per day. Yeah, that's a full-size cow.
That's the same amount that a round bale lasts a horse. One round bale lasts one horse 1 month, approximately. But I don't know about other horses because, like I said, because my horse is a wild horse breed, she's adapted to getting by. She keeps her condition on much poorer quality feed and probably not quite as much of it. But if she were feeding, I don't know, for instance, thoroughbred, then they might go through 1.5 round bales. And probably you would have to feed them oats as well. So that's to keep them in really tip-top condition. And if you don't, then they start to get thin, and then they start to have health problems, and you don't want that. Nobody wants that. And with horses, it can include things like colic, which will kill a horse in a matter of hours. And but if you feed them too much grain, it will give them something called laminitis, where their hooves fall off, which is, of course, fatal for the horse because it can't stand without its hooves, and then it has to be put down. In case people haven't guessed, one of the themes of today's broadcast is going to be horses. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Yeah, Gwyneth, I want to share with you, since we're talking about hay, I wanted to share with you what's happening around here. So the weather got really cold for about a week, really cold again, and there was this Arctic blast. And what farmers found out was they've run out of hay, literally run out. We all knew this was going to happen. We forecast it, and here we are. So farmers have run out of hay, and they're, as they drive up and down these dirt roads, they're looking for hay. And when they see us out in the fields, they ask us, hey, can we buy some of that hay? And we tell them we're about 60 rolls short, based on our forecast for our cows. So we have some, but we have to make it a couple more months, like three. And our calculations show at the burn rate, we're going to be 60,000 pounds short. During the summer, we scrambled and we drove probably a total of 2,000 miles to get hay, pull it to our farm with our trailer so that we would not run out. So we're very carefully rationing our hay to our cows. We have neighbors who ran out, literally nothing for their cows to eat. And so we were faced with that decision. What do you do? We don't have enough for ours, but we still have some left. We know we're going to have to ration, and we are rationing. But what we did was we decided that we just couldn't let these cows starve, our neighbor's cows. So we sold them some of our hay at our cost, well below the market price, the price that we paid for it in the summer. And just give you an example. We have one neighbor who has a herd of cows, and I'm thinking maybe like 30 cows. And they are feeding 30 cows 2 square bales of hay a day. 2. That's roughly 100 pounds of hay a day. One cow eats 30 pounds a day. They're feeding a herd of roughly 30 cows 100 pounds of hay a day. Plus, they're giving them what's called range cubes, which is a higher protein. It's like dog biscuits. And it's costing them $45 a day to feed their cows. And these are starvation.
Wow.
These are starvation rations. $45 a day.
Wow.
Now, if you put that into the mix,
that's sad.
It's very sad. And we can't help them. And we didn't get them in this mix. We saw this coming. How come we saw it coming? Well, I just did a quick thumbnail calculation. It's costing us $120 a day to feed our cows right now. $120 a day. And that's at the prices we paid. Now, here's the interesting thing. We're gonna lose money at the end of the year. You know, we've been breaking even. This one we're gonna be underwater this year. But here's the interesting thing. Hay is now selling lousy hay. Nothing great, nothing special. Weeds, broom sage, Johnson grass. And Johnson grass is long and it's tough. You can make rope out of it. You could tow a car with rope you may make out of it. It's harder to digest. And if it doesn't get enough sun, it's toxic. Those bales of hay, Johnson grass, and weeds, and sticks, and twigs, selling for $120 a bale. And, yeah. So we're using about 1.5 round bales a day right now. The cold days, it's 2. The warmer days, it's 1. So we're really careful, but we are going to run out. Hamburger, ground beef, is in, it's not in abundance right now. It's in short supply. Not, don't panic because it's in short supply. But the price is up, 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 and it's not coming down anytime soon. So what's going to happen, and we forecast this as well, easily 9 months ago we said this was going to happen. Farmers are going to have to sell their cows for slaughter. And that's just what they're going to have to do. And these are going to be unhealthy, thin cows. And that's the term that's used, thin cows. Thin cows doesn't mean, you know, fighting weight. Thin cows means starvation. And they're going to be sold, and they're going to be butchered, and you're going to see them as ground beef. So maybe ground beef will come down, maybe. It's remote possibility. It might come down just a little bit, but probably not, because prices are sticky downward. Whoever's selling whatever they're selling don't like lowering prices. I mean, you know that for a fact, right? So the term in economics is prices are sticky downward. So I just wanted to share that little lesson about cows and how much they eat and how much they drink, and it's tough. It's tough to watch cows starving because they're captive. They can't get out. They are fenced in by the farmers, and they are nibbling the grass down to dust. Literally. That's what we're seeing. Well, there's one other thing we're seeing, and that is right now, the weather had warmed up for a couple days. We went out and looked at our fruit trees. They're starting to bud. This is the winter. It looks to me like if we have another frost and these fruit trees bud, we're going to get zero fruit. Zero. I think that's coming. The grass is starting to turn nice green. This is the winter. The plants don't know what to do. The animals don't know what to do. Nobody knows what to do because of the weather manipulation. Gwyneth, your thoughts?
Yeah, I would say that probably you're going to get by a little bit there, average farmer. And I'll tell you, you have an oak forest on your farm, don't you?
Yes, we do.
An oak wood lot. Now, in the wild, in Europe, have a symbiotic relationship with the oak.
Grant, I'll tell you what, we have the connection is deteriorating. Jason, can you see if you can reestablish or make the connection better with Gwyneth during this break? Les, we'll be right back. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Gwyneth Isaacs, Australia. Jason, Minnesota, and I'm in Missouri.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture. called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Now, Gwyneth is with us, and yes, and class, if you decide that you want to come to Natural Farms and spend some time camping here, you'll get a chance to see the oak trees. You get to see a whole bunch of oaks. You'll see post oak, you'll see red oak, you'll see white oak, you'll see locust. You'll see cedar trees, you'll see pine trees, you'll see so many different trees. Things that you might see in books, but you'll actually get a chance to walk up to them and touch them and see him. This is nature at its finest, mostly unaltered here at the farm. Gwyneth, back to you.
Okay. What I was going to say before the ads was cattle are descended from the aurochs, which was basically a cow that was about 9 foot tall at the shoulder. The bulls and the cows, or maybe the cows are 9 foot, and the bulls were somewhat taller, maybe up to 12 foot tall at the shoulder. And they used to eat the acorn in the northern European winter, and they used to eat the oak leaves. And that was how the cattle, the wild cattle of Europe, traditionally got themselves through. And where you're living, they didn't have aurochs because they're European, but they had bison and they had mastodons. And you are living on the mastodon savanna of North America, where there were thousands and thousands and thousands of enormous elephants roaming across the countryside once upon a time. that the ancestors of your oak trees would have seen these mastodons, and the mastodons used to prune the oak trees. So they grew a lot taller because the mastodons used to grab the branches with their trunk and break them off and eat them. That's what they used to do, just like elephants do today in India, Africa, Asia, wherever elephants live. Well, the mastodons apparently had much the same habit. And we know that because now and again they find one in the frozen Arctic tundra of Alaska, northern Canada, and so on. And it was snap frozen by a polar vortex so quickly that it still had temperate grasses in its mouth that it was in the process of chewing, and it still had undigested food in its stomach. So we can tell what they ate. So that's how we know that they ate acorns and they ate branches off of oak trees and that they ate oak leaves off the ground, the dry oak leaves, and that they would convert them into manure and then they would trample the manure into the soil. If you can do this with your cow, you might just get through. Send them to graze in the oak forest because many, many moons ago, that's what their ancestors did to survive. And not all of them did survive. Many of them died, but it was the old, the sick, and the weak that died. And if we can set up our farm so that they operate in a more natural way, we have the best chance of getting through this in one piece. And at my place, I discovered, I'm going to wind the clock back a bit, around about almost probably exactly 10 years ago, February of 2013, I moved on to this place. Almost exactly. I think it was about February the 6th. So I've been here for 10 years. And one of the first things I did, which was very stupid of me, and I should not have put them in at that time, but I put in 100 Pagasasti trees, little seedlings about 6 foot tall. And I should not have done that at that time because it was still the tail end of summer. And 97 of those Pagasasti trees died. 3 of them survived. And they're still not terribly big. One of them is maybe about 8 or 9 feet tall. One of them's about 18 inches tall. And one of them's about 6 foot tall. But they are the horses, what the oak tree is to cattle.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA News Update. After signing 90 executive orders to change the border policy at America's frontiers, President Biden, in his State of the Union address, is blaming Congress for the crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border.
The American border problems won't be fixed until Congress acts. If we don't pass my comprehensive immigration reform, let at least pass my plan to provide the equipment and officers to secure the border.
Arkansas Republican Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders calls out Democrats for putting America where she is right now.
But we are under attack in a left-wing culture war we didn't start and never wanted to fight. Every day we are told we must partake in their rituals, salute their flags, and worship their false idols.
Turkey now has roughly 60,000 aid personnel in the area affected by this week's massive earthquakes. The death toll in Turkey and Syria has now surpassed 11,000 people. Lance Pry, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
It's gonna be sliding.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Gwyneth Isaacs is live in Australia right now, and if you'd like to see some of her books, you can type in Gwyneth Isaacs, I-S-A-A-C-S, Amazon, and you'll be able to find them and purchase them right there. Or you can contact her through her email address, Gwyneth@USAPrepares.com. Gwyneth@USAPrepares.com. Class, there are about 450 species of oak trees throughout the world. And they typically live between 150 and 300 years, some longer. I think the oldest is over 1,000 years old, maybe 1,200 years old. In terms of height, they grow 40 to 80 feet tall. If you look at the canopy is just slightly narrower than their height. And I'm looking out the studio window at some magnificent grand oaks. And these are between 80 and 100 feet tall. They've been around for quite a while. As a matter of fact, they were here probably before Abraham Lincoln started bombing and setting fire to the South between 1861 and 1865. So these trees are over 158 years old. Gwyneth, back to you. And, you know, it's magnificent to look at these trees. How tall is that? Well, that would be the height of a 8-story to 10-story building. That's how tall these oak trees are here on our farm. Gwyneth, back to you.
Yeah. Have your neighbors on the surrounding farm maintained their oak savannas? Or have they cut them down because U.S. DAR said so?
Both. Both. We have not. Now, here's what's happening. Some of the farmers are in need of funds in order to pay their taxes. So literally, they're killing the goose. They are literally cutting down, selectively cutting down trees. And they have been told that by thinning their woods or forests, that makes it better for the ones that are not cut down to grow. But literally, they're cutting down the most valuable trees. They're hauling them off to the lumber mills, the sawmills, and they're cutting them into slabs of wood for posts, for railroad ties. Yeah, these are hardwoods. These are the woods that took 100 years, 150, 200 years to get there. And they're not coming back anytime soon. You know, what happened in Virginia, it was amazing. They would cut down the hardwoods, and the foresters would say, yeah, but we're replanting. We're replanting. Well, they didn't replant. When they cut down oak and hardwoods, they replanted with pine trees, fast-growing pine trees that within 30 or 35 years would be harvested again. But the oaks that they cut down took, you know, between 1 and 200 years to get there. That's what we're doing. We absolutely are cutting down our forests. And I was in Sedalia, Missouri, and I commented to this man that I met, this farmer, it's really windy up here. And if you look, and that's Sedalia, Missouri, and if you look around, it's just open land, hardly any trees in sight. They cut them all down, and they cut them down, and it's windy, which means that it's going to take more fuel to heat those homes in the windy winter than it is in a non-windy winter. Now, at our farm, our house proper, the farmhouse, is surrounded 360 degrees by trees, and it's not windy at all. As a matter of fact, there's so little wind at where our house is that we could not put up a wind turbine because it flat out wouldn't work. I'm looking at the trees right now. They are hardly moving, 80 to 100 feet tall, and they are hardly swaying in the breeze, hardly, because it's not windy. Gwyneth, your thoughts?
What these people, USDA, don't recognize is that there's a community there, okay? And it's a community of trees. And it's not just the trees. It's the possums, it's the raccoons, it's all of the little birds and all of the bugs and all the rest of it. And it's like a metropolis of life. And the trees are the apartment building. And when they grow naturally, they naturally space themselves. Okay, so if a tree falls in the forest, okay, unless there's somebody to come along and chop it up and turn it into firewood, but I'm talking about in nature with no people around, that tree will lie there for 100 years, gradually rotting away into the soil. And it will form a whole nother community of fungus, bugs, grubs, beetles, termites, you name it. And, you know, and then you get the creatures that eat the bugs, grubs, and termites. That's their restaurant. It's a system. And it's a system that works really, really, really well. And then you have the cows that come through. And, you know, in prehistoric times, mammoths in Europe, mastodons where you are. And, you know, all the other prehistoric creatures. And they you know, the oak trees were their restaurant. This is it. If you learn to work with these systems, you will do better. And my prediction for you, Vincent, is your herd might get smaller, but it will go down to a size that you can maintain on your farm without any outside input, basically. And you will keep being a cow farmer, but maybe not all of your cows will make it through. Now, that happens in nature as well. And probably the old and the frail will be the ones to go. And that's what can you do? The strong survive. That's how nature is. And this is, you know, and you know, the rest get turned into dog food, basically. I'm guessing that's what happens. I can't see you wasting a cow carcass. You know, if a cow falls in the paddock and your dogs are hungry, I think that you would, maybe have some good bits for you, then, you know, you would fill up your own freezer as well. But that is the brutal reality of farm life. And it's going to be the people who can adjust to this that will make it through. The people who cannot adjust to this will not make it through. And I've got a really, really good example. I told you about this earlier. In Scotland, the Scottish Parliament is putting through legislation to ban wood-burning fireplaces and to fine people $3,000 a day for using their wood fires. And I would say that this is the time for the Scottish people to rebel wholesale against this law, because Scotland, my husband comes from Scotland, and he said his abiding memory of the Scottish winter was 6-foot-deep snowdrifts, and him seeing these 6-foot-deep snowdrifts as a wee boy in Glasgow, and them towering over his head, and him having to walk 5 miles from his grand's house, his grandma's house, to the bakery to get her burnt buns, which are a bit of a luxury in Scotland. And he had to walk 5 miles there, 5 miles back, and then that was before school. So then he had to go to school for the day. This was it. And he made it through. His gran had a fireplace. The baker baked his bread in a wood-fired bread oven. Everybody used wood for their fuel. And there were hardly any trees growing in the whole of Glasgow, because as soon as a tree got big enough to be useful for firewood, it was cut down. And that might be a stick 1 inch in diameter would be considered big enough to be considered firewood. So I've seen photos of Glasgow now. There's trees in Glasgow now, but this was during World War II. The Nazis were bombing the place. And as well as that, you have rampant gang warfare. There's still rampant gang warfare in Glasgow. And as well as that, you have the Irish and the Orange Order, which is, you know, Catholics and Protestants having a war in Glasgow. So there was, you know, so there was the Irish and the Protestants. There was Hitler, and then there was gang wars, turf wars going on. So it wasn't one war; there were three wars going on, and everybody had a fireplace. Nobody had any furniture. Door frames, internal doors were all cut out. I've said this before, but this is the brutal reality of what we are facing, of what people listening to this broadcast are potentially facing. Because this cost of living crisis that they're having in the UK and the US and in Australia and in New Zealand and everywhere else is 100% manufactured. 100%. It's pure, you know, it's the product of the international banks, the class. That's who's responsible for it. And they're using the Ukraine war as an excuse. They're using carbon taxes as an excuse. But what they really want is to kill a bunch of people. And if you haven't got enough survival instinct to defy laws banning wood fires when it is minus 25 Fahrenheit outside, you have to question whether you deserve a Darwin Award. You know, I don't know if anyone in the class knows what a Darwin Award is, but a Darwin Award is where what the critters that don't survive get. The ones that are too stupid to live. And unfortunately, I think that there's a lot of the people who are out and about in the world today. Yet the time has come for defiance. Not for violent defiance, but just gentle going about your business, but not letting them kill you. And not having a wood fire when the temperature's minus 25 Fahrenheit outside is a fatal mistake.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us, and she is live in Australia. She is America's only full-time radio correspondent from Australia. And we've been talking about Scotland, and the Scottish government is trying to restrict wood-burning stoves. And isn't it interesting, class, that this is about the same time as the Americans are facing the ban on gas stoves. That would be natural gas, and that would be propane. So there are over, let's say, 40 million gas stoves in the United States, and your government, if you live in the United States, is interested in banning them. They don't want you to have gas-powered stoves. Well, it's almost universal in the United States that if you have natural gas and you have a natural gas stove and you have a hot water heater, it's almost universal that that hot water heater is also natural gas. And it's almost universal that your heating system is natural gas. And the reason is because natural gas is clean burning. There's very, very little maintenance that's required for the heating system of a gas stove, a gas hot water heater, or a gas furnace, because they burn clean. It's not like an oil burner that has to be serviced because of the soot from the combustion of the burning oil that's required for an oil burning furnace. So natural gas is a great fuel. It's relatively clean. It's pretty darn efficient, and it doesn't smell. Now, it does consume oxygen, just like jets, just like internal combustion engines, just like taxis, just like the entourage that hauls Joe and company around, just like his helicopters burn oxygen. So there is no such thing as moving without consuming energy. There's no such thing. And there's no such thing as clean energy. There's no such thing other than water power. Other than that, or wind power. But the equipment to harness the wind power and the water power, that pollutes. So here we're talking about Scotland burning or banning the burning of wood. Now, that would be wood stoves. That would be wood cook stoves. That would be wood fireplaces. That would be all that. And you can look it up. And, Gwyneth, I saw a link that says $300 fine and a criminal record. I'm sorry, 300 pound fine and criminal record. So they want to ban. They want to ban wood, burning of wood. Really interesting. It's not going to work because man has burned wood for fuel for a very long time. So is coal better? I don't know. Coal contains radiation. It does. So when coal is burned, radiation is released into the air. Okay. That's not so good. So what are the alternatives? We heat our house with wood right here at the farm. What wood? Well, wood that falls down from dead trees. We don't cut live trees. Very rarely would we cut down a live tree unless it's absolutely necessary for a path through the woods to get from here to there. But those paths are already cut, so we're not cutting anymore. We don't cut live trees down to heat our house. But we do buy wood that is going to be set on fire anyway by the sawmills. So we buy that they're just going to set on fire, and we put it in our wood stove. But, you know, it's coming. It's coming. The government wants to stop you from burning wood, which is almost a free source of heat. Almost. Except for the work that goes into it, you know, to haul it and to split it and to cut it and to put it in your wood furnace and then to take the wood ashes. But what do you do with the wood ashes? Well, we put them on our fields and we put it in our garden, and it works great. So it's kind of like the natural cycle. It really is. But the government doesn't want you to do that. And what they want you to do is they wanted to stop all the gas stoves that had pilot lights. Well, they did that. I don't think there's a single stove that's new that has a pilot light that's gas powered. But here's the interesting thing. How do you light the stove? Well, that's easy. It has a little plug at the bottom, and you plug that into a receptacle, and there's an igniter that runs on 120-volt grid power. So for most people, unless they have matches, and who has matches anymore, right? So if you want to light your gas stove, and the power's out, even if you have propane, even if you have natural gas, you're not going to light that stove to cook with unless you have a lighter or matches. Isn't that interesting? So the plan looks like it's to make you all 100% dependent on electricity. And Gwyneth was talking to me privately yesterday about transformers blowing up. Let's talk about that, Gwyneth, when we come back. Transformers blowing up.
Yeah.
How are you going to get your gas stove to light without electricity? How are you going to cook with your electric stove without electricity?
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.